Okay, so you come in this grand space through the main entrance. What's the first impression we're trying to make here?
Well, on these hallways that curve around, it kind of gives a sense of an infinite pathway because you see the curve right up ahead. So you'll notice that throughout the building, as opposed to the ends when you walk in and you see a grand staircase in either end. On the interior, you'll see all wet and dry labs, and then on the exterior, all of the actual classroom setups. This is a point of pride as well. This is our Rapid Application Development Makerspace Lab, or our RAD Makerspace Lab. It has more than 55 MakerBot 3D printers and scanners. And the students are really excited about it. When we had the reveal, I think we had to wipe off the nose prints on the glass.
All right, so now we're going outside.
Yeah, so the terrace goes all the way around the building, and at least when it's not August, it's a nice place to come out and study.
On a clear day, you can see I-4.
On a clear day, you can see I-4.
So this kind of reminds me of a whale rib. What was the architect's intention for this kind of design?
I don't know what the inspiration was, but it's certainly designed to help. You notice that there's a lot of glass. There's a lot of natural light inside the building. There are windows on the exterior, both upstairs and downstairs, just solid windows. So it does help to shade those. And I have heard any number of descriptions for what the building looks like. I've heard spaceship, I've heard fountain, I've heard football.
Now, you all went to a lot of expense to get one of the top architects in the world, Santiago Calatrava, for this. What kind of a statement are you giving people about this building?
I think that this building, it was designed to inspire innovation and to be a place where it was easy to learn and study and work. I know it was designed to kind of fit with the land and fit with the space. You see the lakes that extend beyond us. So I think that's the statement, that it's meant to inspire innovation. And Santiago Calatrava, he's both an engineer and an architect. He's a polytechnic graduate. So to me, I see it as a work of both art and engineering.
You look around here now, there's not much. If I came back here in 20 years, what am I going to see around me here?
It's hard to say. I think that depends on the students, the community, what builds up around us, what economic development is inspired by the university, because it's a big part of our mission.
And the classes here, this is a STEM university, right? So the classes specialize in engineering mostly?
Engineering and technology. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. But yes, core STEM. Every member of the inaugural class, if they are undergraduate and full-time undergraduate, received a scholarship that's worth $5,000 for their first 3 years and $3,200 for their fourth year. So it essentially covers the full cost of in-state tuition. And that is just tuition and fees, not housing, meals.
Now, the issue of accreditation comes up. How do you sell a school like this without it being accredited?
Well, it's worked for our inaugural class. I think they're attracted by it being a new university and being a startup. And our first students are definitely trailblazers, pioneers, and they see that as exciting. We are going to apply for accreditation at our earliest opportunity. It's a top priority for us. It's not uncommon for accrediting agencies to require a university to graduate a first class before achieving accreditation. So that's our top priority.
You almost be very excited about having a signature building like this for a new campus.
It's definitely been exciting for students when they came for the reveal a couple of weekends ago. You could see them walk in the building wide-eyed. A lot of the students were just excited by the architecture and this learning space. And it certainly helps in building awareness of the university. People drive on I-4 all the time and say, what is that? And when they find out it's Florida Polytechnic, it's exciting.